Well, it's Friday, so we might as well do a podcast. Hello, and welcome to a podcast from the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose. Since we've started this podcast in August 2018, we've always put up something on a Friday, so I did not want that trend to stop. We have done a few extra podcasts in the last few days to help keep up with current events, and it feels that we all need a little break from talking about that at the moment. I do have a few educational podcasts already recorded, but it does not seem that our brains can absorb all that at the moment, so today I just want to talk about a few other things. Since societies have been isolating themselves off all around the world, it has been fascinating to look at ways in which people have embraced the internet in order to bring some normalcy to their lives. FaceTime and Skype are enabling vulnerable old people to get face-to-face time with grandchildren and allow their loved ones to check up on them. We're finding that this technology is enabling a lot of workplaces to continue without people coming into the office, but it's great to see that it can provide that personal connection with family and friends, and this will hopefully help stave off depressive illnesses as time draws on. People are also keeping up with yoga classes and book clubs, music lessons and all sorts of things, all by the power of the internet. And it seems that medicine is embracing virtual health measures too. The online video game world has always connected people around the globe who want to play games together, be it an online shooter or a game of bridge. People can vent their competitive side whilst at the same time socialising with friends. But one inventive use of online gaming I've seen is ice hockey players in North America, unable to play their games for real, are staging matches between each other online. So the real players from each team are facing off against their opponents at the time they were meant to have been playing in real life, and this is broadcast via streaming platforms across the world for their fans to watch an alternative version of their favourite teams slugging it out for pride and glory. People are unable to visit the gym at the moment, and many will be feeling the effects of not getting their session in. So it was great to see a video on YouTube by World's Strongest Man, and the only man to have ever deadlifted 500 kilograms, Eddie Hall, taking people through a workout using household items in a relatively small space. Finding ways for people to exercise still will aid in not just their physical well-being, but their mental well-being also. Kids are no doubt driving parents to distraction at home already, so it's great to see people providing online teaching sessions on YouTube for kids and adults to enjoy and learn. One I enjoyed recently was by Mark Rober, a former NASA engineer who now makes amazing inventions that showcase science and mechanical engineering. He usually does pre-recorded, very polished videos every month, but he's now started to stream 30-minute classes three times a week, teaching physics principles for school kids. It's a great idea for a healthy and entertaining way to teach a restless kid some physics, and his latest video was titled, "When You Fart, Do You Weigh More or Less Afterwards?" Had quite an interesting answer. I've also seen a coffee fanatic who usually does online reviews of coffee machines focus on helping people try to find ways to get a coffee shop flavour out of their instant coffee at home, now that all the cafes are closed. And I've seen Adam Savage, formerly of Mythbusters, stream himself building Ghostbusters props, inviting people to follow along whilst he does. It really is amazing to see how many people are finding ways to try and connect with people, and entertain people, and educate people, and most importantly, distract people from life in isolation. And I'd like to think that it is from out of these types of extraordinary situations that we do get the good of society rising to the top. Despite difficulties and inconveniences, people finding ways to help their neighbours and to help society and to learn to be nicer to one another. So that brings me to the point of this podcast. I would like, at some point over the next few weeks or months, to be able to compile some of the many good stories regarding urgent care that will come out of this current situation. I'd love to hear about the stories of kindness to others, innovative problem-solving endeavours, funny stories, and heartwarming moments. If you come across any of these, and if they made your day a little brighter, it would be great if you could share them with the urgent care community here on the podcast. We will, of course, make sure that there's no identifying information given, but it would be fun to hear and share these stories. So if you could either record a voice file on your phone and send it through as a voice file to the email, or put it in writing, then I'm happy to read it out. So email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz, and if we get enough of them, I'll cut them together so that we can all enjoy. Now, for those of you working in urgent care at the moment, do make sure you look after yourself. Protect yourself from this virus and make sure you're getting enough rest, food and exercise. This is probably a marathon, not a sprint, so make sure you're all looking after yourselves. And for those of you listening who are not frontline and seeing patients, please keep yourself as isolated as possible, particularly if you are, say, nearing 80 years old. Please keep yourself safe and away from people until all this has settled down. Now, I'll try and keep posting a podcast every Friday. There may be some more in between as well. It's going to be a bit tricky finding people to record and find the time for me to record with them, but we will try and get something out. But for now, toodaloo, and thanks for listening.